Hey GWA, so it's been a while. I haven't been able to record lately because of school and work and generally not getting enough alone time, but I have some tonight. And I thought I'd spend it on you guys. I've been feeling rather pent up and rather uninspired, so I decided to do one of the challenges. I decided to do the Fucksgiving challenge. And that's where, as according to Reddit, that is where I tell something I'm passionate about. And apparently it can be anything. So, since I have a hard time talking about erotic stuff, I figured I'd start with something like that. I, first of all, just to prove I'm actually doing this, turn on the vibrator. It'll start. It's been on Fritz. Can you say birthday present? Because I can. Here we go. Hopefully. Oh, damn. Maybe not. I have to use my fingers, ladies and gentlemen. Which would suck, because this thing is usually awesome. Oh, there it goes. See? Can you hear it? Okay. Anyway, vibrator's on. I know, tucking it in nice, ooh, and, alright, this is gonna be kind of hard, and against myself. God, my nipples got hard already. Okay, what do I give a fuck about? What do I give a big fuck about? My subject might come as something of a surprise. But it's something I've been not involved with. I wouldn't necessarily, but had a really fun time looking at and wondering about, and still do, is hentai. Yeah, hot anime girls. That's what I'm talking about. I really have always liked it, and the weirdest things got me into it. It's like tentacle hentai, which is like so out left field for anybody like me, but I don't know, it's just something about like how squishy they look and wet and how they can just tentacles can just wriggle into every orifice. And, traditionally, you know, anime girls are squishy looking, you know? Like, they have nice soft tits and big bubbly booties. And they always look so... They always have these faces, these expressions, and sometimes, like, they look like they're really loving it. And sometimes they look, like, a little distressed. And I guess I can... kind of identify with that, because, like, I've been told I look kind of distressed sometimes, too. I'm gonna keep this up and watch. Anyway. Yeah, hentai. I read a lot, too, like, on Faku, which is like this big hentai manga site. I read, some of the stuff I read is like really weird and off the wall. It's like, I don't know what it is, it's like the filling of every orifice and like cum everywhere. And it's so unrealistic, but at the same time, that's what makes it so great, you know? And it's just really aesthetically pleasing. And I'm losing track. Alright. Sorry, I thought. Okay. It's just really aesthetically pleasing, and the colors and the art itself is really nice. A lot of the times the girls always look so wet and inviting. I guess that's the big fat bisexual in me talking. the girls look. Sometimes it's hard to find. Just like, I like gray, which is like around the gold stuff. But when they're like so cute and rubbing against each other, it's just really hot. And I actually just recently found our hentai, which I didn't know was a thing, but apparently there's a subreddit for everything, so I should have known. And wow, there's a lot of nice pictures on there. And I guess they even started a blog with a collection and got really popular than I thought it would. Tolkien's fault. I guess that's what it comes down to, is just really like hentai. And that's what I give a fuck about. And I think I'm gonna just finish it now. Oh my gosh. I guess it's it for me. Thanks again, GWA. Bye.